One of the things that has been happening then, all those that were in line of code of ethics that were there in the minds and beliefs of people have been distorted and been sort of erased in the mind of the new generations. For example, there are other things like this. For example, the way the traditional teaching was that the women should respect the food items, especially when people used to believe when a woman has a monthly period that she should not overstep the animal or even the food that is going to be prepared for food. All this idea, which was more like taboo, well, that has been eliminated ever since the European came. Not the first 300 years, especially the last 50 years. This idea of a woman having her period during the month that she should not step over anything, that is not at all applicable. And the other one is, when people used to have the teaching that you shall not kill something that you cannot use all, and that you should not kill excessively the animal, unless you could use it all, and that when a person abused the animal, that shaking tent was used to ask the animal to come in and tell why he is not allowed to be killed, and that confession or that declaration of doing wrong was required. And then this shaking tents was a sort of mental, where the spirit lived in the mind of person, was in nature of spiritual connection. And to do just, to have a just, or to reveal the wrongdoing, was partially used of the shaking tent to accomplish that. And therefore, the harmony was restored in the mind, the people, and the animal. That is the spiritual connection of the human and animal. And that also was discarded by the Christianity, by condemning the use and application of shaking tent. So these were the items that has been eliminated by the arrival of the European and their ways in their culture. It has discarded the First Nation beliefs and practices in respect to the human relation to animal, and also destroyed the respect of the animal by overkilling the population of fur belt animals, and also distorted or distracted or disregard the First Nation education system, and most importantly, distorted the belief and the principles of cultural beliefs and practices, and the well-established the code of ethics of the First Nation of Umaskigwa. The practices, the First Nation practices, especially the Umaskigwa, in which they believe in respect to animals. They used to believe that the Creator or the Great Spirit who have created everything have given those animals for their survival. And in that, they respect the animal, not worship the animal, but they respect the animal for giving its life for them. And therefore, they thank the provider of the animal who have created everything. And wherever they have been, wherever they have killed the animal, they would give a sign to a place where they have killed an animal. And when they have a first meal of the animal, they would thank the Great Spirit for his provision for their survival. And whenever the hunter brought the food into a camp where there's a families are, whenever the first meal is to be received in a family unit, the elder would give thanks to the Creator, bless the food in the name of the Great Spirit, and thanks for all who receive it. And at the same time, they would thank the animal who have given its life for their survival, for their life.